Biltmore Oswald, The Diary of a Hapless Recruit, by Thorin Smith.
September 5th. All preparations have been made. Tim, Tony, and the Spider are going too. I have just been listening to the most disturbing conversation. It all arose from our speculating as to our probable destination and the nature of our services. The Master-at-Arms, who had been sleeping on the hammock rack, as only a Master-of-Arms can, permitted himself to remain awake long enough to join in. "I wouldn't be at all surprised," said he, "if you were shipped to one of these new submarine provokers." "What's that?" I asked uneasily. "Why, it's a sort of a decoy," he said, stretching his huge hulk. "A little unarmed boat that goes messing around in the ocean until it finds a submarine, and then it provokes it." "How's that?" asked Tim. "Why, you see," continued the Jimmy Legs, "it just sort of steams back and forth in front of the submarine, just steams slowly back and forth in front of the submarine until it provokes it." "Ah," said I, taking a deep breath. "Yes," he continues cheerfully, "and the more you provoke the submarine, why, the harder it shoots at you. So, of course, it doesn't notice the real submarine sinker coming up behind it. See the tactics." "Oh," says I, "we just provoke the submarine until it loses its temper and the other boat sinks it." "That's it," says the Jimmy Legs. "You just sort of steam back and forth in front of it slowly." "How slowly?" asks the Spider. "Very," replied the Jimmy Legs. "No guns at all?" asks Tim. "None," says he. "A regular little home," suggests Tony. "Sure," says the Jimmy Legs. "Nothing to do at all but steam slowly back—" "For God's sake, don't dwell on that point anymore," I cried. "We understand it perfectly." "A regular little home," mutters Tim as he began to stow his bag. Later. I write these lines with horror. Someone has told me that the Navy needs powder tasters, something I'd never heard of before, and that perhaps that's what we were going to be used for. "All you have to do," this guy says, "is to taste the powder to see if it's damp or dry, and if it's damp, you take it away and bake it." This sounds worse than the submarine provoker. Still later. Rumor is rife. The latest report is that we are going to be mine openers. "What's a mine opener?" I asked my informant. "Why, it's a guy," says he, "that picks up the mines floating around his boat, but only the German mines, of course, and opens them to see if they're as dangerous as they look. Some are not half as dangerous as they look," he continues easily. "Some are not quite so dangerous, and of course some are a great deal more so. But they are all dangerous enough." "My dear chap," I replied, turning away miserably, "a pinwheel is quite dangerous enough for me."